to Maxed Out Man, helping you become the man you were made to be.
Hey guys, it's Kevin Davis from the Maxed Out Man podcast. This is one of our maxed out motivations. Could be a minute, could be 7 to 10. These are more a little bit shorter than some of our longer form content, which are typically interview style podcasts. But this gives me an opportunity to talk to you directly and share some things that are kind of on my heart and on my mind. Today, I want to talk about something I did a short video about, which is cherishing your spouse. One of the big things that I've tried to do throughout my 28-year marriage is to really show Michelle, my wife, that I cherish her. Now, cherishing can mean a lot of different things. It can mean sort of this pseudo pedestal that you put them up on. It could mean just walking through every day, really understand who they are, who they are to you, who they are to God, who they are to their families, and to their friends and to the world at large. Cherishing could mean that you really value what they can do within your own life. And as a result of that, when you sort of have that pedestal-like, and I don't say pedestal in a way that's derogatory. Some people will say, hey, you put this person up on a pedestal, which means they can do no wrong. They're totally perfect. They have nothing but great qualities about them. That's not what I'm talking about. We all know that people are human. People are flawed and people have issues. And as a result, if you're married to them, just like she's married to me, those issues are going to affect your life in both a positive and negative way. So I'm not talking about putting them up on a pedestal in that way, in a derogatory, in a negative sense. But I'm talking about cherishing in terms of really understanding who they are as a person, who they are in their faith, who they are as they walk the earth, who they are in their purpose to serve greater man, and obviously within our own family. And one of the things I always tell Michelle, my wife, is I say, hey, look, I wish that I could communicate with you. I wish in a way that you could see yourself the way that I see you. You know, most women, and I think most men, have some sort of self-esteem things that they deal with. We all deal with that. For Michelle, my wife in particular, she does deal with a little bit of self-esteem stuff. And so, you know, whether it's imposter syndrome, not feeling like she's enough, trying new things and not being perfect at it, trying to be more of a perfectionist, which she is, and feeling like she's not enough, what I try to tell her again is that I wish you could see yourself the way I see you. And like I said, I'm not seeing her from a perfection standpoint. I'm seeing her from a value standpoint and for who she really is. Honestly, she's way cooler and more badass and more interesting, more loving, more caring than I will ever be. But I do strive to be more than that. So being able to communicate that with her in some tangible and daily, almost hourly way is kind of the way that I see cherishing, right? So here's a couple of things that I do. So first of all, we work from home. I work from home. I'm in my office here now, which is kind of doubles as a studio. My kitchen is just off to my left right now, which is so anytime I want to go pretty much anywhere in the house, I walk through the kitchen. So my wife's a baker, so she spends a lot of time at our kitchen island. So she's almost always in there. At least she's in there enough that whenever I walk through, there's a pretty good chance that I'm going to see her when I walk through there. So one of the things I really try to do is if I see her in there, I don't just walk through. I really take the time to stop and say hi, spend even 30 seconds to a minute in there. One of my favorite things to do is actually just approach her from behind, put my hand on her hips and kiss the back of her neck or kiss her cheek or give her a little hug or whatever those things are. That helps me too because I'm a physical touch kind of guy. So that actually helps create that bond and maintain that bond throughout the day. And from a cherishing standpoint, it helps her see, hey, this person, my husband, values me enough and cherishes me enough to actually stop what he's doing to take the time out for me. So that's a big thing. It's really just taking opportunities not only to say you love the person, but also show them you love them with real tangible times and tangible actions. So the other thing I did, so this is a great hint for you. And if you're not doing this, I highly encourage you to give this a shot. It does take a little bit of work. So one of the things I do, and I've talked about this on my long form podcast, but I actually created these little 3x5 cards every day I would try to write something, and it basically said things I love about you, right? So I took the card, I put things I love about you, and I wrote a particular thing that day that I love about it. Could it be, you know, personality wise, could be talent wise, could be physical. Sometimes they're a little bit risque. So it actually, because we had kids in the house at the time, I would actually take little post-it notes and put it over that note so that you couldn't necessarily read it all. But I did that every day, and I try to do that every day. I basically made it for an entire year. And so at the end of the time, and I would tape them up in our bathroom. So we have a dual sinks, kind of a large master bathroom. And so at the end of the year, she literally just had, you know, tons and tons and tons of different post-it notes and 3x5 cards all over her walls, to the point where she's like, I really love this, but, you know, we are going to have to do something different. I'm running out of space on my wall, which is, to me, a win and a good thing. So one of the logistical things I did is, I'm kind of a computer guy, so I took my Excel spreadsheet and I literally just would list 10, 15, 20, 25 things I could think about. And I would do that every few weeks to make sure that I had 365 of those things to be able to put on there. So you can do that if you want. You can write them every day. That kind of helped me keep from just repeating the same thing over and over. Hey, I like your butt. I like your hair, whatever. You know, I love your personality. I love how you laugh. I love your smile. Those kind of things. That way you can kind of keep from repeating them and keep track of them. So make a list if you're not a computer guy. So that will help you walk through that. So here's some examples. So this is my little, this little show and tell. If you're on just, the audio of this, you may want to run over to the YouTube video and you can see some of these things. So simple podcast, or sorry, simple little post-it here, postcard, note card, 3x5 note card, index card, as they call these. Or you can do something super simple too, just using this little post-it note, little yellow post-it note. And you can just write those on and stick them there, stick them in a mirror. If you got a smaller bathroom, you can use it around her mirror. You can do it where she gets dressed. You can take it on the dresser, the wall around the dresser, wherever she's going to be, where she's going to see it every day. So, and here's what I did at the end of the year, which kind of won me some huge brownie points and I thought was a great present and a great way to kind of culminate all these things towards the end of the year. So it happened to be that I started this around January 1st or before January 1st. So by the time we got to Christmas, I had almost a year essentially, right? So I ended up going to one of the online print companies that you can do. I can't remember what the name of it is at the moment. But Shutterfly, there you go. So it's Shutterfly I went to, and there's tons of them out there. So where you can go and create your own book and order your book and be able to have a book, kind of a coffee table book. So I created this, which is a coffee table book. By the way, I should point out, my wife is a smoke show. So these are some pictures we did together in the islands. And I took this book, and I know the camera's having a hard time focusing, but I put some of the many things I love. The title of this book is called Our Love, 25 Years and Counting. So this is a few years ago, 3 or 4 years ago that I did this. But so what I did was I took pictures of us throughout the years, things that we had done, things that we've take selfies, different events, professional pictures. And then on each page or within the pages, I actually listed all the things that I had put. Again, handy little Excel spreadsheet, pulled those things out and put them in this book. And I remember her just looking at this on Christmas morning and just completely kind of, you know, crying, knowing that it's a very special gift for her. And it's a way for us to capture some history, some images, and kind of this visual representation of our love. So there's a logistical thing for you to do. Probably it's going to take you maybe 10 minutes a week. To list these things, and it's going to take you just a few minutes to write these cards. So it's a very, very low commitment. Get some tape, get some 3x5 index cards, get some post-it notes, whatever you need to do. But this is one really good way to cherish your wife, to show her that she's cherished. We'll talk more about cherish in another episode, I'm sure, but that is kind of a logistical way to do that. So thanks for coming, Maxed Out Man. This is our motivation minute, which I don't know, what was it, 10 minutes, 11 minutes? So I think we did a good job there. So for more information, go to maxedoutman.com. Hope you have a great day.
If you're looking to really maximize your life and become the man you were made to be, head over to maxedoutman.com and get your journey started today.